You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio today, and we have a very exciting opportunity for one blind or partially sighted young person to become a member of Haggai and also to stand as a member of the Scottish Youth Parliament. Here to discuss this with me now is a current member of the Scottish Youth Parliament, Claire Ford, and the County Director for Scotland's R&IB, James Adams. Thank you both so much for joining me. James, can you just give us a little bit more detail and information about what the actual opportunity is and what people have the opportunity to get involved with?
So Scotland has a youth parliament, which elects a couple hundred young people every term to represent the views of young people from across Scotland. Within that, there's also a section where there's allocated two spaces to MSYPs who are drawn from young blind and partially sighted people through Haggai, R&IB Scotland's youth forum. So what the opportunity coming up is for there to be two spaces for young people with sight loss to come forward to be elected, and then to have the opportunity and the platform to be able to make representations on behalf of young people with sight loss in the Scottish Youth Parliament.
And Claire, you've been part of the Scottish Youth Parliament. What's your experience been like? Is it intimidating? Have you enjoyed it?
I mean, to begin with, I was obviously very, very nervous coming into it. Although I did go along when we initially, Haggai were going to put forward MSYPs, back in 2015, they said to people, anybody who was interested in it, if they wanted to come along just to, as a kind of observer type thing. So I went along and I did that. And I've always kind of had an interest in politics anyway. So getting involved in the Scottish Youth Parliament, it was never something that I was interested or I didn't particularly have an interest in until I lost my sight. I was always interested in politics, but I never thought about standing for the Scottish Youth Parliament. But it was when I went with Haggai to view a couple of sittings and things that I thought, I should give it a go. I mean, when I started in the Youth Parliament in 2017, after attending the two kind of observing meetings and things, I just fell in love with it. I mean, it's been, as you said, it is quite intimidating, especially when you start, because there's so many young people in the Scottish Youth Parliament who, I mean, I'm just totally blown away by some of my fellow MSYPs. Quite a lot of them, especially the ones who were older when I went in, were exceptional at what they did, and you kind of thought, you kind of felt a wee bit, you know, intimidated in the sense, you know, oh my goodness, this is such a big role, there's so much responsibility, so many, you know, things that you have to do and have to learn. But over a period of time, you begin to adjust and you begin to really, really enjoy it. And I mean, I've not looked back. I mean, since joining, it's been phenomenal. It's been a phenomenal experience for me. So,
what have been some of the issues that you've campaigned on or been involved in?
Well, for me, really, the big one was a vision awareness training. So I proposed a members' motion last year, and it was about ensuring that schools, colleges, universities, corporate bodies and places of work got mandatory vision awareness training. And that was the big thing for me. I lost my sight 7 years ago due to complications with my primary condition, hydrocephalus. And obviously, I before that, I had full vision. I never had any issues with my sight. So I had the experience of living with sight. And then when I lost sight, I've obviously had the experience with very little sight. So when I became partially sighted, I didn't realise the amount of issues and the lack of awareness that people who are blind or partially sighted have to face and have to overcome every day. So for me, really, over the last 7 years, it's been a real, you know, eye-opener And I just feel that, and I felt at the time that something needed to be done in terms of raising awareness, and it's in particular of some of the issues that blind and partially sighted people face on a daily basis. The other thing that the Scottish Youth Parliament as a whole have been campaigning on is obviously issues surrounding mental health, obviously ensuring that children and young people get the best mental health care there is. Also transport, we've been kind of campaigning on transport and, you know, ensuring that blind and partially sighted people and children and young people as a whole, you know, get access to transport and, you know, ensure that everybody has equal rights to getting on public transport and ensuring that it's the best that it can be. And also the environment. So we've had a whole range of topics that we've obviously covered over the years, and it's been really, really enjoyable, and, you know, definitely something that, you know, I've kind of really, really found interesting.
You've mentioned so many different topics there that are all so important that can sometimes historically have been overlooked, and the things that really affect young people and that young people really care about. How important was it for you as a young person and also as a person with a disability to make sure that your voice was heard in a place where it can actually make a difference?
It was really important. I think being someone who's blind or partially sighted, I mean, your voice is so important. And I didn't realise that until I lost my sight, how important your voice is, in particular, if you have a disability in general, because marginalised groups and people with disabilities, they kind of, quite a lot of them lack in the confidence that a lot of people who are able-bodied or have sight have. And I think, you know, sometimes I didn't realise how difficult it was to actually have your voice heard if you've got a disability in general. So I think being in the Youth Parliament has been great for that. You've got amazing people around about you who, you know, bring you up and ensure that you get the same opportunities as everybody else. You get the chance to obviously take part in things like members' motions, committee motions, which are obviously two of the big integral parts of the Scottish Youth Parliament, is voting on a Scottish Youth Parliament policy. So that's a really, really good opportunity to make your voice heard. And also just in general, when taking part in discussions and things like that, it's been really good to obviously kind of do that. But I think, you know, having that support there with other people, people who don't have a vision impairment, obviously a couple of them do, but other people don't, having their support has been really, really good, and it's kind of brought me out my shell. When I started, obviously, I kind of had I'd lost a lot of confidence, obviously losing my sight. So I think going into it has obviously helped bring out the confidence that I'd lost, but also had gave me the voice and gave me the courage to use my voice properly. So, you know, I think it's a combination of the people at Scottish Youth Parliament, but also just, you know, developing your confidence as well.
Absolutely. And it's a really important thing to think about when we think about these kind of opportunities, is what could they do for me? What are some of the skills that I could build on? So James, what would be some of the skills that somebody who took on this role, what would be some of the skills that they could improve on or build on through this work?
I think there's an awful lot of opportunities and skills and experiences that can be sort of developed from this. So an obvious one is public speaking. I think we've all been in situations where the last thing you want to do is go and stand up and speak in front of a big audience or even a small audience. And I think, you know, being in the Youth Parliament, that is one of the things that you have to do as part of that. And I think that helps build people's sort of confidence. I also think it's really very important for, you know, wider than just the young people with sight loss, because it's an opportunity to raise issues of sight loss to other people who are young, and also people in the Youth Parliament. But that isn't important part of what, you know, we as R&B seek to do. We're always looking for opportunities to try and put forward issues that relate to sight loss to get the debate and discussion had, so we can try and shape and shift sort of societal attitudes. And I think some of the work Claire's done over the last sort of few years, and some of the work that Haggai do and we're going on to in the future is really fundamental to that. It's also, we sort of joke sometimes that the our sort of work in the Parliament's R&B Scotland is profile is less than that of Haggai. Every time Haggai go into the Parliament, they seem to get more MSPs forming all over them than we ever would. So there's really good opportunities there. And it's also good for young people as well, because they can get engaged in that, a toe in the water of that political system, and, you know, a little bit of a taste of how sort of politics sort of works. And that's really important as well, because obviously we'd be, you know, really keen to see young people with sight loss going in to get involved, and also all different political parties, and trying to make sure that they can, you know, engage and actually, as part of that, take forward issues that matter to people with sight loss.
Absolutely. So Claire, what's the best part about being a member of the Scottish Youth Parliament, and why should somebody take this opportunity and join?
There's so much. I mean, I could be here all day telling you all the amazing things about being an MSYP, but also, doing it and actually putting yourself forward for it. So for me, really, I think the best parts of it is, you know, just gaining your confidence first and foremost. As I said, I lost a lot of confidence 7 years ago. And, you know, definitely 100% the Scottish Youth Parliament has been an integral part in me gaining the confidence that I've been given over the last 4 years that I've been a member. That's definitely helped. It's given me the confidence to, you know, use public transport more, as well as, you know, travelling independently on a train by myself. I mean, I never thought I'd be able to do that before. And before I lost my sight, I wasn't even doing it. So the fact that I was able to, you know, kind of achieve these things was amazing. And I hope to obviously continue that out of lockdown. That was a massive thing. So giving you the independence that you need, and giving you the confidence to have the independence that you need. Also in the spirit of independence, really, you know, being able to stay in a hotel on your own without your mum and dad there, that is a massive thing. And again, it was never something that I did before, so that was massive, as well as going away to a kind of training thing with Scottish Youth Parliament. That was a massive thing, actually sharing a room with people who I didn't really know that well. That was really nerve-wracking, but the fact that I was able to do it was incredible. So those kind of things are the two most important in terms of personal development. But also the most amazing things about being an MSYP yourself is, you know, just making the friends. Some of the friendships you make in Scottish Youth Parliament are incredible. I mean, quite a lot of the MSYPs from my last term and from this term that I'm almost about to be leaving, guaranteed there will be a lot of people from these two terms that I will keep in touch with when I leave Scottish Youth Parliament. So, you know, the friendships are really, really good. I think just on the subject of confidence again, I think just becoming more, you know, headstrong and feisty and more self-aware, I would say, and more street smart as well. A lot of these things I kind of lacked before going into the Scottish Youth Parliament, and I think it's really, really helped, you know, kind of bring me out of my shell in regards to these things, to become more worldly wise. I think a lot of the time you go into these things and you're kind of immature and you don't really know a lot and so on and so forth, but I think it has really helped in that way as well. But no, I could go on all day about all the things that have been, you know, positive for me in the Scottish Youth Parliament, and, you know, I definitely, as I said, I would recommend it to anybody who, you know, is wanting to put their name forward for it.
It's great to hear that you had such a positive experience. It's really great to hear that, Claire. James, if somebody's looking, listening and thinking, yep, that sounds like a bit of me, I want to give that a try, where can we find out more and apply and get involved?
Absolutely. If anybody's interested in, he's a young person living in Scotland who'd be interested, who's got sightless, who'd be interested in taking part, exploring this opportunity, the best thing to do is just get in touch with RNIB Scotland. Rachel McMurchie is the officer who's looking after it. We can also be found on Twitter at RNIB Scotland. And also we have, there's a Facebook page, both for RNIB Scotland and also for Haggai itself has a Facebook page. Or of course, if they get in touch with Connect Radio, they'll be able to pass on the details.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you both so much for joining me. And if you do want to get involved in this opportunity, you can email haggai.mailbox@rnib.org.uk or you can call 07821 637 317.